Overnight in Iraq, a car bomb exploded in the northern city of Mosul, within range of U.S. military convoy. At least one Iraqi was killed. In Tikrit, two senior Iraqi police officers were apparently targeted and killed by insurgents. Another Iraqi died in a mortar attack in Samarra. Questions have surfaced this week about whether the United States should do more and act more quickly to protect its troops against roadside bombs and other explosives. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said the U.S. is doing everything it can to provide armor for U.S. military vehicles in Iraq. President Bush has echoed that view. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Vicky O'Hara joins us. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
And is the government procuring enough armor, or at least as much as it can?
Well, to be fair, over the past 15 months or so, production has increased significantly. For instance, in the area of factory armored Humvees, a year and a half ago, the United States was producing in the area of, say, 15 a month, and now they're producing about 450 a month, so it has gone up quite a bit. But by the same token, on Thursday, I talked to a couple of defense contractors who produce this stuff, and they said they could be producing more, but the Pentagon hadn't asked. One of those companies was Armor Holdings, which produces all of the factory armored Humvees for the U.S. military. They also make kits to put armor on after production. And Armor Holdings said, we could do more, but the Pentagon hasn't asked. But then late Friday afternoon, we got word that the Army and Armor Holdings had entered negotiations to increase production.
What about trucks, as distinct from Humvees? Because trucks are not commonly armored, but on the other hand, they are now facing a terrain when they're used in which being blown up is obviously a possibility.
The truckers are extremely vulnerable. They do not come with armor. Mm-hmm. There are kits that are provided. You can put armor on, you know, in the field. As the soldier last week, you know, this a few days ago described, have been going to landfills and so forth, looking for scrap metal and just welding it and bolting it to the sides of their trucks, trying to get some sort of protection. The House Armed Services Committee released some statistics this week, and they said that although three-fourths of the Humvees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait have some sort of armor, only about 25% of the trucks in Iraq have any armor.
Do you have any idea how many trucks are operating in Iraq?
It's around 9,000.
Are there also some drawbacks to up-armoring a vehicle, as it's called?
Yes, there are. Most Humvees and trucks are not designed for armor. So, you know, the factory armored Humvee, the armor is built into the vehicle, works pretty well. That is the best protection you can get. Those that come without armor and then have armor added later have all kinds of problems. The engines aren't adequate to deal with the weight. The suspension can't handle the weight. And it slows them down. So then the commanders or the people in the field have to ask, what's the greater risk, getting blown up by a roadside explosive because I have no armor, or getting killed because I can't get out of harm's way quickly enough?
Does this debate reframe, in a sense, a central question, which was the idea that the Pentagon had going into this war, that at this point, where they would have thousands of Humvees and trucks cruising the country, they did not count on there being an armed insurgency?
That is the central question, and you've been hearing that debated quite a bit this week in Washington. House Democrats have been extremely critical of the Pentagon and the administration on this point. They say that Congress has given the Pentagon everything it's asked for in terms of funding. If the Pentagon had asked for more armor up front, the Congress would have provided it, and they said there's just no excuse for the situation that U.S. troops are facing in Iraq.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Vicky O'Hara, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.